Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How can we impact your day? Something goes through my mind all the time, setting up and thinking about the discussions we have here on the TJV show. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keeman and Kara Schillen. If you don't mind, we will be inspiring. I hope you don't mind that. I'm sure that people listening, somebody, somewhere, is going to be inspired by something that we take apart. Because in this life, there's always somebody to take things apart and then put them back together again. All right, so Jen, the latest poll looking at the supposed results, or at least where things are now, heading into the week before that Super Tuesday vote in, what are there, 14 states? How many states vote on Super Tuesday?
I think 14, but all the people who live in, districts, basically, citizens overseas, it's a big number of people that will vote on Tuesday. And so the polling matters, and, of course, the momentum matters. The reason that you hear Bloomberg's camp saying, look, we're just a couple of days away from Bernie being unstoppable, which is what his messaging has been, is because people tend to vote with the candidate they think is going to win. And so the more momentum Bernie Sanders picks up, the harder it's going to be for someone else to try to stop him. And this poll that is coming out about South Carolina is proof that he is really on fire. But just to set the stage, Bernie Sanders has never done well. He's never pulled well in South Carolina. He doesn't pull well with black Americans. He just doesn't. He pulls well with Latinos. He pulls well, in most cases, with young people, and he does well. He does pretty well with women even, but the kryptonite for him has always been black Americans, and Joe Biden has always done well. And so in South Carolina, Joe Biden was ahead in the polls by, I think, 20 points at one point. Tom Steyer was actually in second place because he threw a ton of money into the state of South Carolina. Well, now Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are actually pulling neck and neck in South Carolina just days before not only their election, but before Super Tuesday. Biden has the support now of 27% of likely Democrat primary voters in South Carolina, according to an NBC News poll. Sanders follows him with 23%, and I can't tell you guys how significant that is. He may have been just over double digits a few weeks ago. He was like at 10 or 11%. Now he's up to 23%. The difference between the two candidates actually falls within the poll's margin of error, which is pretty high. It's 6 percentage points. Tom Steyer is now finding himself in third. He's been knocked out by Bernie Sanders. He's got 15%. And then everyone else kind of is in the single digits. Pete's at 9%, Elizabeth Warren at 8%, and Amy Klobuchar at 5%. And again, it's significant because the majority of Democrats in South Carolina are African American, and that's tested well for voters, if voters can appeal to black candidates. So that's why these early races, these early locations.
Bloomberg in that list?
He's not on the ballot in South Carolina.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
So what's interesting is that Bloomberg has taken some, or at the time had taken some, of Joe Biden's African-American support. But we don't really know how that's going with all of the stuff that came out about stop and frisk and with last week's debate. So we'll have to see some new polling to see if that kind of hunked into some of his support with black voters. But Biden is still pulling the highest with black voters. He gets 35%. Bernie Sanders gets about 20%. But this is really just indicative of where the party and the race is going.
This is why the fact they have these foolish, they are foolish, these caucuses where three people get together and the attention that they get, it's just not right. There should be why should one candidate who comes out of two or three almost inconsequential races get all of the starch? That's where it comes from. That's where people want to vote for a winner. And so they say, Bernie, he's won over there. Let's vote for him over here. It's just not right. And it gets to the point where people who are beyond Super Tuesday have no real influence in who gets the party's nomination. It's endable, and it's not American. It's time for it to end. The primary needs to be on the same day, first Tuesday of September. That's it. You're done after that. Forget about it. Or the first Tuesday.
Those rules? Like, who's in charge of the state? Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Who's in charge? Well, why should
the voters
choose?
Went out. We had to actually vote and move California from June to Super Tuesday.
Well, but the point is,
how did you guys get Super Tuesday? Because we're in June, in June 2nd in New Jersey.
That's really exactly what California was. But there was a ballot measure that someone actually worked through the system, put it on the ballot, saying that they'd like to move the primary date up into March. So because before California is such a huge amount of delegates, we had no influence at all on national politics, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
But that also disinterests people. If there's already a candidate, if there's already a candidate in place, then people tend to not turn out and vote for some of the down ballot stuff. So that hurts everybody.
It's really, it's time that in the Electoral College hit the road so that everybody has a say. And this is how these parties control the situation. That's all it is. It's party politics. And they've become way too powerful, way too influential. Way too much in control of what you do with your vote and your thoughts, way beyond where it ought to be. So, all right, Jennifer, thanks for that update. Updates on the coronavirus now. A number of people, a focus actually here is on why so many people who are Asians get this and die as opposed to other races. And the answer to that, according to Chinese scientists, is that this particular virus attaches itself onto lung receptors that are 5 times more sensitive in Asian males. White people essentially immune because apparently there is some kind of an inhibitor against the virus in our DNA. And so that's why this is doubly difficult. Mostly East Asians actually are dying and catching this. This is a study led by Dr. Chen of Sochu University, and the paper was called Ethnic Differences in Susceptibilities to Flu, and then it takes into account different types of flus. And they note that from an evolutionary perspective, there's every reason to expect that there will be ethnic or race differences in the susceptibility of different pathogens. Races or ethnic groups are breeding populations that are long separated by geography, not anymore, but because genetics are already established, we're talking back tens of thousands of years. Many infectious diseases jumped the species barrier from animals to humans because of close contact with animals in agriculture. I thought that was pretty interesting to look at it that way. So anyway, they go back to and study the Spanish flu in 1918, where 70 times more deadly to natives in Canada and the USA as opposed to people who were in Asia, which, it's kind of like the opposite of what we're doing right now, because that particular bacteria, that bug, got to whatever our weaknesses were in our DNA and our immune system. So this is interesting to see how this shakes out. Going back to SARS, 13% of those who got it in Singapore died. Singapore, basically, obviously, an Asian country. There was a reference to a Wikipedia report. Many Chinese believe that the SARS virus could be a biological weapon manufactured by the U.S. to get rid of the Chinese. So we see how that... Right. Yeah, are we capable of doing that? I suppose we're all these countries that have high scientific focus are capable of doing that sort of thing. But what do you think, ladies? It's a susceptibility that comes in our DNA. It's part of what builds us. So this particular virus that they were messing around with in one way or another over there, they found their own undoing in a manner of speaking. Huh. It's pretty
could
compelling.
Be a possibility. I was sneezing because of the coronavirus.
God bless you. So those who would worry about getting it, you go to Italy. Tom Cruise is filming Mission Impossible, 18 or whatever.
Not anymore.
Remember? So he's now locked up in his hotel room because they're
Italy
all worried
like
about
crazy, mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah. So, at any rate. So now we know at least there's a Mission Impossible 7 underway that'll be out probably in time for Christmas. The most recent podcast here on the DJV program is a focus on the winners and the losers and the debate. Be interesting to see how this all focuses out. George Zimmerman has filed a lawsuit against Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg. That's pretty silly, and that's in our podcast. You want to hear that story in case you didn't hear the story. And also, we were talking about the TikTok app earlier, Victoria, that we deal with. I don't even understand. You can help me better understand what is the TikTok app and why is it getting so much attention?
No. Well, it's a trendy app right now. It's like Vine, you know, where you had 6 seconds or 7 seconds to make a video, and TikTok, it has music, and people just kind of do lots of, I'm sure, Jen, you've seen all of Gronk's TikTok videos. He and his girlfriend like to dance, and
really?
It's just a silly little thing. A lot of women right now are posting on TikTok to Jennifer Lopez in their bathing suits and stuff, and so it's like a whole female empowerment thing. It's one of a million apps that, like, Musical.ly, which kids don't use as much anymore now, and it's a trend. That's all it is. But because it's the danger with it. Is the server, it's based in China, and the server is also in China. And so now TikTok has said that they're trying to hire a U.S. CEO. They want to have a base in Washington, D.C. None of this is really welcome, I think, by the U.S. government or by people who have cybersecurity concerns. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm sure by the time they even set up headquarters in Washington, kids are going to be moving on to another app, and it'll be a moot point.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Sprintern here.
And Paul.
Everyone is trying to tell you how you can spend your tax refund.
At Sprint, we're doing things differently. We're saying, keep it.
Exactly, because now you can get the amazing iPhone 11 with the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer.
In any condition.
Seriously, in any condition.
That's right. Keep your tax refund and get the amazing iPhone 11. And because Sprint likes doing things differently, they're offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Well, I think their network and savings are great. You don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out and see for yourself.
What a way to take it to 11.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines of service within 30 days.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text LEAD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text LEAD to 79645. That's LEAD to 79645.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And this my loose recollection of a falling. I barely remember who I failed. I was just trying to keep it together.
The name of this new song from Alanis Morissette, second single from her upcoming album with such pretty forks in the road, that comes out the 1st of May. She originally co-wrote Smiling for the Broadway production Jagged Little Pill, the musical, inspired by her classical 1995 album of the same name. That's what I was trying to figure out. This doesn't sound like a pop tune, but you can hear it, how it fit, might be. It would fit in a Broadway production, yes? Mm-hmm. Are you surprised this is released?
South by Southwest. All right, 26 past now. Time for us to focus on Luke Bryan and not necessarily his position on American Idol. He's going
to
release a new album. What's that?
I was going to say, Jen likes to focus on his tight pants.
Yeah, right, exactly. A new album from Luke Bryan is called Born Here Alive. No. Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. Thank you, Doug. Born Here, Live Here, Die Here comes out April 24th. His seventh studio album features 10 tracks, including the singles Knockin' Boots and What She Wants Tonight. But you're playing the title track here, Karen. Yeah?
Yep.
Sounds good. Do we like this? What do we think of this?
Sounds like classic Luke Bryan.
Yep. Over the weekend, Luke released the title track, which we're listening to. Mild tempo ballad described as a song that finds Luke reminiscing about his upbringing and loyalty to his hometown. Glad to see him. Let's listen to it for a second.
Born here, live here, die here. From the roots to the boots to the lips.
Where people say about me and framing him. That's, you know, you get used to a place and you kind of like it. You have roots there. You get things done. Ride the same roads, work the same dirt, go to the same church, drink the same beer. It's part of the lyric line, drawing a line back to his father and his grandfather. Luke is launching his Proud to Be Right Here tour, which takes its name from a line in this song. In Cincinnati, that's where he starts, May 28th. Those of you keeping track of that. Morgan Wallen, Runaway June, and Kaylee Hammock are on board in support of his performances of his live shows. So that's the latest from Luke Bryan on the DJV program. Watch American Idol if you want to see what's going on in that scope. 28 past the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene.
Rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Democratic candidates head towards Super Tuesday, the Democratic debates rolled on tonight, and Joe Biden, former vice president, was asked what he would do if he found out for sure there was Russian involvement in the elections.
I would make them pay for it, and I make them pay for it economically. They are engaged now, as I speak, in interfering in our election. They were engaged, and when we were the last election in 2016 against Hillary. They were. Give me a break.
And Bernie Sanders was asked what it would take for the Democrats to win the presidency.
The way we are going to beat Trump, which is what everybody up here wants, is we need a campaign of energy and excitement. We need to have the largest voter turnout in the history of the United States. We need to bring working people back into the Democratic Party.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Go! 34 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara's at the controls. A lot of things are going well. This is always the story. The food news today with a focus on TGI Fridays. Looks like they're having a tough time, Victoria.
Yeah, they are. And so they are blaming consumer taste changing and the rapid rise of food delivery services, which is true. Casual restaurants across the country are actually closing, and TGI Fridays is the latest victim. They have had a major profit loss in 2019. They closed 34 restaurants last year. Overall, they said sales were down 11%, 9% decrease in traffic. And so over the last 4 years, Applebee's has suffered this fate. IHOP and Pizza Hut have all closed their dine-in locations, but Pizza Hut has beefed up their delivery and takeout locations. Applebee's also does delivery and takeout. IHOP actually, I think, is kind of rebounding a little bit.
Yes, IHOP is coming back around. They all belong to the same company. Oh, no, I think the three of them. IHOP does not belong to the same company, but the others are all part of the same company, and it's like all of these other circumstances locally in the New England region. A company called Papagino's, it's been around for a long time, and D'Angelo's, both independently started by families and then bought out by banks and hedge funds, and Friendly is the same thing. All of these iconic brands have been ruined by these damn bean counters. I mean, you'd think that they'd put somebody in charge. For example, if TGI Friday or any of them, if you find through good research that the public isn't reacting anymore to what you're doing, then you change it. You want to survive? Yeah. You go find out what the public wants, and you provide them with
that's
that.
That's true, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, TGI Fridays was like the big thing. There's one right by the mall.
Houlihan's. They're all the same.
Plus,
all
I was to hang out there when you were 21. That was like the bar scene to go to was Fridays.
Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Olive Garden. They all belong to the same company. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same food for the most part.
Well, I guess people are either sick of the food or they've just gone to other restaurants.
Well, they're greasy, a lot of fried stuff, and that's not what the public wants anymore.
But you know what, though? Buffalo Wild Wings, there's one that's near me here. Yeah, it's terrible food, but it's packed, and there's a line out the door. So I don't think people are really just choosing or not choosing.
Is it the beer? Is it the bar? Is it the TVs? I don't want to. I will not any longer go into a restaurant that has a television playing. I don't want to go
good
watch.
Luck. I don't even know television. If you can find one.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings is keto friendly. And so a lot of people will go there and eat wings and wings and wings and wings and wings because they can do it on their diets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So anyways, if you're a TGI fan, I think the stockholders of these companies or the hedge funds that are operating these things would take note and do something about it. I think their stockholders would be pretty upset about it. But you're right about IHOP. I've seen, at least in New England.
I think IHOP has bounced back for sure.
Yeah. And around here too, Jennifer, I think we see a lot more IHOPs, either surviving or new ones here and there. I tend to see more of them around, or maybe I'm just thinking about them because they built one right in Framingham Center 3 or 4 years ago, and it's right by the State College, and they do fabulously well.
Well, the one thing is, it's always a smart business to do breakfast because and that's why every fast food place now does breakfast, whether it's breakfast all day or special breakfast items, because no matter what the trendy diet is, everyone always eats breakfast and you'll always eat eggs or if you want pancakes or whatever. And so I think IHOP is in the sweet spot of they're always going to have something that people will eat.
Yeah. The folks at Blue Apron switching up the contents of their boxes to make weekdays a bit easier for patrons. It's a food delivery service. If you didn't know, Blue Apron is a food delivery service. And they have new offerings, but they have said along with the offering, they have one main goal, to help you prepare, cook, and store 8 individual servings of different meals in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Already available to people in select states around the country, mostly where you are, and where I am, Mid-Atlantic, up the East Coast, with Dow carriers, too. It's an East Coast sort of thing at the moment, but they're going to expand, apparently, the rest of the country later on this year.
Well, Blue Apron is everywhere, but this particular box of the way that they're doing it.
Well, explain how it works. Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah. I've had every meal delivery service. I've tried them all. Blue Apron, we stopped using because they just didn't have enough variety for what I eat.
See, I think that's the problem. Well, I've looked at them too, and they just have
some of the others are okay. Sunbasket was really good. I just ended a trial with Green Chef, and it's okay, but the portions were really small, so we ended up having to add to it, which defeats the purpose. But Blue Apron, the one thing that I complained about, and the reason I got rid of it, is because the meal prep took forever. And even though you have all the ingredients in your fridge, at the end of the night, who wants to prep 45 minutes and then cook dinner? It's just, it was way too much. So I think they're smart to mix this up. And if you can devote 2 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday and have all of your stuff prepped for the week, I think it's going to make a really big difference for people who like their menus.
Yeah. All right. So there's the latest from Blue Apron. Gerber has launched its search for the next spokesbaby. How many know who the first Gerber baby was? Raise your hands, please.
But it slipped out. It was someone we know, right?
Yeah, somebody, a very famous actor, as it turns out. Anybody want to?
I was going to say Jodie Foster, but she was
Yes, she is.
She was on the suntan lotion.
Yes. All right, I'll give you a hint. Lauren Bacall.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to do more than
Crickets.
That.
I don't know. Was it Lauren Bacall?
No.
Big reveal. He said it was a boy.
It was. It was Lauren Bacall's husband,
who
is probably the most famous actor of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey Bogart's baby picture was the baby face on Gerber's when it first came out.
Was he a cute baby? Because he was not a cute adult.
No, he was a cute baby. Well, smoking and drinking ruined what he looked like as an adult and killed him when he was 56. He was dead.
Wow.
But when he was a baby...
Yeah, because he was actually pretty handsome early on, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yep.
Yeah.
So now Gerber is continuing its annual photo search. They've been doing this the past 10 years or so for a new Gerber baby. So if you're a parent or maybe a grandparent, you have until the 21st of this month, which is, what, a week or so, to submit photographs and video of your small child. Can't be more than 4 years old. If your child wins, they'll serve as the Gerber ambassador, plus get $25,000. That's their fee for being, I think that's probably cheap. If I was trying to do it, I'd negotiate it up a little, but that's probably all they want to pay, so that's it. You'll find plenty of people that'll take the happily.
Yeah, I sent that to one of my friends from high school. She had a baby last July.
How about your sister?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't your sisters have little ones?
Yes, I sent it to them as well, but I have my fingers crossed because...
Do you think that one baby's cuter than the others? Kara, come on.
No, I'm not talking about my sisters. So my friend from high school had a baby in July, and she wasn't due until October, so it was a super preemie baby, and she was super tiny. They were in the hospital for months, and now she is the chubbiest, cutest, most expressive little baby, and they have the kind of the perfect story. They are the cutest family, and obviously
that's true. The story does matter.
Yeah, so obviously, like, I love my sisters and I love their babies, and they have cute stories as well.
But
I just don't know that they would be as into it if the parents both sing together. I don't know. It's just they have a very sweet story, and the baby is adorable. And I followed the entire thing because nobody knew what was going to happen. They had so many pictures in the hospital, and
questions.
I was like, they deserve it. So
yeah,
I have my
fingers crossed. So the Gerber people say that they're striving to make each year of the photo search bigger and better, encouraging families all over the country to put in the pictures for a chance to be a part of this special year. Your baby will be judged on the following criteria. A, visual appearance. Duh. B, expressiveness. And C, consistency with Gerber's heritage, anything for baby. That's their mission, anything for baby. So if you got
kind of funny to just hear someone say, your baby will be judged.
Yeah, right.
Might as well get them used to it. It's only going to get worse. Right.
Yeah. Reminds me of who was the girl that got killed by her family or nobody ever figured it out? It was 25, 30 years ago.
JonBenet, right?
Yes, JonBenet Ramsey. Thank you.
What does that have to do?
Well, because that girl was always
baby,
in
you
all
will
of
be
these
judged,
contests.
And will be
she was a young baby and then
beauty
a young
queen.
Child
yep.
beauty queen. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what history teaches us. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. In a moment, the fate of Pier 1 seems to be hanging in the balance. That's after these words here on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. you may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Pregnancy is a great time to talk about heart health.
Women should know that they are at risk for heart disease, and that pregnancy is a time of increased risk. New diabetes or high blood pressure can occur during a pregnancy, and that needs to be monitored or treated. It may have an impact on the baby, and it definitely has an impact on a woman's future health. Maybe my blood pressure is a little bit high. Maybe I'm on blood pressure medication already. Should I stop it, switch to a different one? But have that conversation.
Dr. Sharon Hayes says by talking about it, women can learn the best ways to stay heart healthy.
Making sure that the things that you're doing for your heart, like exercise and not smoking, and making sure the medications that you're taking and the diet that you're eating are good for baby and for the heart.
Pregnancy puts a strain on the heart that most healthy hearts can handle. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the DJV program, those of you who are familiar, this is really kind of an iconic, you know, a modern icon, if you will, of retailing is Pier 1. It used to be called Pier 1 Imports. They announced before Christmas they were going to go into Chapter 11, and now they say they're going to close about 450 stores not only here in our country but in Canada. They're headquartered down in Texas. They are reducing their footprint because they think they can do better online, and that's their plan, I guess, going through bankruptcy. I was reading something on the plane coming back the other day about the number of store closings and what really is going on in the retail business and how this particular person analyzed a New York Times article in the Sunday business section, analyzed the problems that some retailers are having versus what the people who are very successful. And it's almost simple, but yet it really isn't because there's a formula. But Walmart and Target were both the focus of this as far as success is concerned, getting people to buy online. And not as many people are buying online as you think in comparison to the amount of money being spent in retail. But it's what they do with people in the store and how they promote what's in the store that apparently there are some of these retailers that have, you know, Macy's probably a good example. It's the old style, it's the old version, it's the old way of doing things. And we were talking about JCPenney off the air, same thing with them. I was in a penny store here the other day. It was a mess. It was really terrible. There was no help. I mean, it's like they were looking for a way to pull the plug. But anyway, it's too bad because Pier 1 has had a lot of people felt very strongly about the quality of stuff at Pier 1. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
What's good for you and what's bad for you? Always the focus in some way, shape, or form. And we have our doctors on the air. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to focus on your cholesterol in a matter of moments here. Brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, who have asked you to be responsible with your weight, because there are lots of overweight people, and a lot of people are frustrated because they try this, the keto diet, they try the... How many different diets are there, Jack? Can you name a half a dozen of them or more?
189.6.
There you go. Okay, so they're, they're all around, and Calitrin is the way to promote weight loss. I'll tell you a little bit more about the deal that they have for DJV listeners after we get into the situation with cholesterol. You've always said to me that your cholesterol number is meaningless.
Yes.
So let's dig into that a little bit, because there are people who are concerned about whether their bad cholesterol is too high, good cholesterol is too low. That's me, basically. I have always had low good cholesterol and high, but I still don't have over 200, no matter what the combo. But anyway, there are a lot of people who, like you, who challenge those numbers and challenge the whole idea of good and bad cholesterol. So what's this new study?
Well, simply because the research that continues to come forward for the last two decades are saying it's just a bunch of hubbub over nothing. Yeah. You need cholesterol. Every cell in your body needs cholesterol. All of the little membranes inside of every cell in your body is made out of cholesterol. So this new study out of Penn State is saying that lower LDL, the medications that are used to lower LDL cholesterol, which they consider to be the bad.
Yeah.
Because LDL is what carries cholesterol out of the liver into the body. The HDL that they consider to be good is what's bringing cholesterol from the body back to the liver. It's like saying that the ambulance that goes out to take care of somebody in a car accident is the bad ambulance, and the ambulance that brings the person to the hospital is the good ambulance, which is really, really silly. More and more research continues to show up showing how vital cholesterol is to the human body. The problem has
the question
been
is about
the sugar.
Know, people understanding good and bad, what the difference is. What does the L stand for? L lipid
low.
Something or
low density. Yeah, low density lipoprotein. Okay. And then the high density is the HDL.
Yeah.
And it's just the fat that is converted inside the system. Fat is constantly in the bloodstream. It has to be there. Your body uses cholesterol for a lot of different reasons, but whenever the blood vessels, especially the arteries, are irritated, inflamed, whatever, for whatever reason, the body will send cholesterol out as a Band-Aid. Now, the problem is when it gets out of control, and the body will use calcium, it'll use cholesterol, it'll use some other compounds to try to heal blood vessel linings that are currently inflamed or chronically inflamed. So the problem is to find out why blood vessels are being inflamed rather than trying to stop the band-aiding system the body uses to repair the blood vessel.
There's always the question about numbers. You know, you know what my numbers are. I'm about 150 on the bad cholesterol, and I should be supposedly, according to some, about 110 or 120. And I ought to be 50 to 60 with the good stuff, and I'm only 35 to 45. And so that may put me at a disadvantage, so say some. What I don't understand is the lower levels push one's risk of having a stroke.
Yes.
Why,
came out of the Penn State University, is because your body uses the cholesterol to heal damaged blood vessels. Huh. And if you're pushing the LDL lower and lower and lower, they found out that if you get it too low, it increases your risk of a hemorrhaging stroke by 65%.
So when people get a physical and they have blood work, when they look at the, what do you tell them? What, somebody comes to your clinic in Salt Lake City and they say, oh, look at my blood, look at my cholesterol levels. What do you say, you know, what do you tell them?
Well, we look at several other things. That's just one thing. You know, if you're fielding a team of nine men in a baseball team, and one of them is a little weak and the other eight of them are doing really well, you try to explain how these things are going to balance out and what we want to do to take care of that weakness. They may have several other things in their blood report that are just wonderful and shows everything's fine. They feel great. They've got plenty of rest. They have plenty of energy. They have no professed symptoms of any kind. But because they didn't fall into a particular pattern of number balances with their fats, they get all panicky because someone's trying to push drugs on them.
So that means Jack's saying don't get all panicky. That's basically the bottom line.
It's just Calithrin, one piece of the picture. I'm sorry.
The way to lose, well, sometimes all I have to do really is underscore the product name, Calithrin. Where you get it, you go to Calithrin.com or you can go to toploss.com. Either goes to the same place. Use the discount code DJV, right? Check the box for DJV. Get discounts on every bottle of $20. 86% success rate. That's all you need to know. Try it out. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Lose the weight and keep it off with Calithrin at Calithrin.com. Save lots of money. The best deals are using the discount code DJV.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.